You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
888-808-1019 on this Labor Day Monday night. Getting ready, I know. Getting ready for school. Getting ready for work. Getting ready for traffic being back. Back to the grind, everybody. Back to the grind. Now, it's difficult. I do love the weather change, I have to admit. Like, I love the weather change. It's nice, cool, crisp morning. I was out there this morning on my new favorite toy, the grill. The best thing ever. Needed a new barbecue, decided to go with the grill instead for outdoors. Phenomenal. It's the only thing I cook on now. Barbecued on it this morning. We were outside playing around. I made pancakes on it for the boys this morning. You could obviously make eggs. I made stir fry. The best. Best decision I ever made. I don't have a barbecue anymore. I have a smoker and I have a grill. And now I'm ready for the smoker. Oh, I think I'm going to invite everybody over for Sunday. You know, first football Sunday, we'll smoke something. I don't know. Brisket, probably a pork butt. It's easier. Make some pulled pork. That's the best. I don't need, the barbecues are out. Don't need them anymore. Don't need them. Clean the grill, easy. Just scrape that bad boy off. Oil it up. Don't even put any water on it. Just scrape it off, oil it up. Ready to go next time. Cook anything on it. I'm in love. It's been great. And you can still do that. You can still do that, but I love that crisp, cool. Get out there, take that deep breath, cup of coffee. I love the things you do in the summer. I love the idea of this time off. I love the idea that the kids are home, it's easier. My wife did do summer school this year, but sometimes, obviously, she's off. You go on vacation, you go to different places, it's easier. You can go during the week because the kids don't have school, blah, blah, blah. Like, hang by the pool, all that stuff. Go to the beach. Love all the things you can do, but the actual weather, this is the best time. Now through early November. It feels like we're losing fall and spring and we're getting longer summers and winters, but already there's been a nice, cool, crisp. I love it. I heard Marash, another thing I disagree with Marash with, as he was getting all over Aaron Boone for being at the UNC game. He also wanted to stay hot for longer. No, no, no. That's it. Summer's over. Boom. Give me fall weather now. Who needs hot weather now? We can't do the summer stuff. School's back. Everything's back. Screw that. Why do I still want it hot? Let's go. Let's go right into shorts and hoodie weather. Right in. Let's go right into October baseball, baby. Outside, bring the TV outside, put the fire on, sweatshirts, that's it. S'mores. 888-808-1019. We're getting there. It's fun. It's a good time. It's the best sports time of the year. We got the end of the baseball season, obviously. Both these teams should be in the playoffs. Even with the Yankees not unable to beat good teams and the Mets pitching staff, still should be some playoff baseball around here. We got the start of the season, some real optimism around both teams. At least I feel a lot of optimism as a Giant fan. The Jet fans, clearly, new regime. Aaron Glenn, a talented defensive roster. I just, my one fear, and believe me, there's plenty of fears, even my optimism about the Giants. I just don't know what kind of passing attack this Jet team's going to have. I just don't like the quarterback. If you remember, if you're a fan of me and you listen to the overnights, I had the whole wheel of quarterback bit that I was doing. I just don't think Justin Fields is a good quarterback. I don't see a future with him. I don't think he is the future of the New York Jets. I think this is a stopgap, and I just don't know what kind of a passing attack. I don't love the wide receiving core. They're going to be double teaming Wilson. I feel like they're going to try and force the ball to him, and rightfully so. But you know, they should have a decent running attack. They do have a great offensive line if everybody's healthy. They have one of the better offensive lines in the sport, or at least on paper they do. We'll see how it, you know, pans out in practice. But they should be able to run block. They should be able to beat the man in front of them. They should be able to stop the run. We'll see about that. Their front seven's okay. Their defensive backfield has sauce in it, but you know, they're gonna miss some guys. We'll see. I think the defense should be good, especially with Glenn as the head coach. I think the offense should at least be able to run the football, but eventually they're going to stack the box. You're going to have to beat them. Now, I know the quarterback's got legs and can be a dynamic part of that run game, along with two dynamic running backs, but eventually going to have to throw the ball down the field, and I just have no faith the Jets are going to be able to do that. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Tommy in Edmonton. What's up, Tommy?
How are you doing?
Good. How are you, buddy?
I was wondering, some baseball talk right now?
Yeah, baseball talk, football talk, weather talk, summer talk, hoodie talk, whatever you want to talk about, whatever's going on in Canada. What's the weather like in Edmonton right now?
Good. It's nice and cold.
Nice and cold. What was the... You like it cold out there, eh?
Yeah, of course.
Of course. I like it. Okay, yeah, so whatever you want to talk about, man, you're calling from Edmonton. You get to talk whatever you want.
So we're saying, do you think Kodasinga would make the rotation if the postseason started today?
No. No. I don't know how you could start him in a postseason game if the postseason started today. I don't think so. I'm willing to give him a month to change that answer for me. I am. I know many Met fans aren't. I know it's a tough... You got to win these games. I understand you're not locked into a playoff position just yet, and you got a Cincinnati team right behind you coming up in next series. But for me, I'm still willing to see if I can get that out of Senga, because honestly, if you ask me, is Senga in the rotation right now, I'd say no. And if you ask me, does that really hurt their chances of winning a World Series, I'd say yes. I think I need one of him or Manaea. I need one of them to be a firm, I'm okay with them in the postseason. And right now, neither of them are.
But in my opinion, Kodai pitches better in tough situations.
So you would put him in the rotation right now. Who would be your wild card series three starters? Who are your three starters for the New York Mets?
Definitely Nolan McLean.
Right. So Senga, McLean, Peterson are the three you're going with.
Yeah. No, right. not Senga. I
thought you said Senga. He pitches in better situations. That's what I thought you just said.
Oh. Yeah, fine, maybe. I don't know.
I don't know either. I would say no. I would say no. I don't think Senga would make it right now, but I am willing to give Senga the opportunity to change that answer for me, because I want to win the World Series. And I honestly think that him or Manaea have got to get back to at least a semblance of what they were last year and be in the playoff rotation if they want to win the World Series. I don't see it. I mean, listen, crazier things have happened, but you're going to throw McLean and Tong in a postseason? Like, are you going to have Clay Holmes be your starter? Peterson be your starter? I mean, all of those are answers, but again, Clay Holmes is faltering, although not being terrible, but doesn't go deep into games, and the bullpen you don't trust. You got Peterson, who does go deep into games, but is pitching to a damn near 7 ERA in his 6 starts in August. You've got McGill coming back from injury. And then you've got Sproat, who hasn't been called up yet, Tong, who's made one start, and McLean, who's looked dominant in three starts. That's the Met rotation right now. And there are no other answers than that. That's it. So, I figure you got to give it a chance to see if you can get Senga or Manaea. And the manager kind of said today that Manaea is not coming out of the rotation. So, Gibby in the car. What's up, Gibby?
Hey. Good evening.
Hey.
I'm one of the 20% that the previous caller said about 80% want him gone. I don't agree. I agree with you. I think you're right. I think, first of all, the point that you don't not just draft a guy in the first round, but move up to draft a guy in the first round and then want to go through the same mistakes that, that the owner, Mara, said by changing, coaches, offensive coordinators, and do everything that they said they did wrong to Daniel Jones and right. do that to the kid. By the way, the next 6 weeks are probably my favorite time of the year weather-wise. You're right. There's nothing like waking up to those 60-degree mornings, gets to 75 or 80, and then cools down again at night. Great for golf, great for everything. And I want to make a point about the Giants. Think about this. Our best defensive player, okay, who's an all-pro, not a pro baller, an all-pro, missed how many games last year? Dexter Lawrence. If you listen to what the guys mm-hmm. in the NFL say, the single hardest guy to block in the entire NFL is Dexter Lawrence. Okay? You also had Thibodeau, another first round, very high pick, hurt a whole bunch. You had a bunch of really, really young guys in the secondary. And for the last how many years, the Giants have been ranked, worst, second, third worst offensive line in the entire league, and including losing another all pro in Andrew Thomas. So, look, things have not gone their way.
Right.
You can blame and point fingers at the coach all the time, but the bottom line is guys have to perform, and they got to stay on the field. If your most talented guys are not there, then it's really tough to coach in the NFL. And I'm not saying that Dable's the greatest guy in the world.
Agreed.
You're right. He did win a playoff game on the road with Daniel Jones.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So I am super excited. I think they had a great offseason with some of the acquisitions they made through free agency. The draft looked excellent. Obviously,
you don't know the drafts right away, but I mean, to get Carter and Dart in the first round and the way they've looked, I think last year's draft proved to be real, or at least the rookies proved to be really impactful, and we'll see. I think this year's draft was good. I think the offseason, they did a really nice job. I think since the end of the year, I think everything the Giants have done has been really good.
I couldn't agree more. I couldn't agree more, and I think it's exciting. And actually, look, it's preseason, 100%, but this kid is poised. He's excited. Yes, it's preseason, but I love what I saw. How do you not love what you see? And let me tell you something. With that kid's looks, if this kid is successful, got potentially, a back page superstar for a while in the big city.
So. I don't disagree with you. Yeah, I mean, listen, he's got star quality written all over him. There's no doubt. But I care less about that than winning football games. But I hear what you're saying. Yeah. I think they've had a really good offseason. I do, and I think Joe, you're right. Like, look, not only, he's got to learn things. And to the caller's point before, given the offensive coordinator, giving him the play calling, taking it away, giving it to him, taking it away, yelling at him in the headset, like all the reports that came out, his issues with Wink Martindale. I think Wink Martindale has a large role in that. People just like Wink Martindale was like sending his guys to the media to leak stories and stuff. Like, I mean, Wink Martindale wanted more credit than he got. So he got pissed off. And ultimately, the head coach has got to be the head coach. So, but he's a young, inexperienced coach, or at least was. That was the second year when all those issues happened. You'll learn. I'm not going to kill the guy for it. You'll learn. So hopefully he's adapting a little bit. Last year he lost, you're right, Andrew Thomas pretty much the entire season. And the year before he lost Andrew Thomas on the opening, blocked kickoff. He lost him in the first game pretty much. So Andrew Thomas has been hurt the last 2 years. He's their most important player. Dexter Lawrence got hurt at the end of last year. And Drew Lock was his quarterback. Now, they signed Drew Lock. God knows why. But They lost Daniel Jones. They had to play Drew Lock. He's had no quarterback play. He's had no offensive line play. He had a defense that couldn't stop the run. He lost his most talented players. Again, not all without blame. He gets plenty of blame, Brian Daboll. He was super aggressive year one. He's been less aggressive with his play calling, less aggressive on fourth downs. I think he's coached scared some games, coached not to lose some games, no doubt, but he's been in a tough spot. And to me, the number one thing, and we'll find out, he's a coach who develops quarterbacks. And even in this disaster, he's proven to do that on some level. Daniel Jones was the premier turnover of the football in the NFL. Year one, he throws that week one of his first year. He throws the interception in the end zone against Tennessee. He gets right in his face. And from that moment, Daniel Jones became the least turnover-prone quarterback in the NFL. And he won games with him. And with a roster nobody expected anything from. And going for that two-point conversion week one set a tone for the team. And they go on and win a road playoff game with Daniel Jones. Then Daniel Jones gets hurt and turns back into Daniel Jones in year two. And then he somehow makes Tommy DeVito a household name here in New York for 3-4 weeks. And beats a team that goes on to destroy the Cowboys in the postseason and in Green Bay. And he goes and beats Green Bay with him. And now I can't look back on that fondly, but I can tell you that it makes me think the coach can. He went from not being allowed to throw the football against the Jets in the rain, wasn't allowed to throw the football, to throwing touchdowns and beating the Packers 3 weeks later. Like, I do think we have seen that Brian Daboll can work with quarterbacks. You don't hire a Brian Daboll, never give him a quarterback, and then fire his ass. It just didn't make sense to me then. It doesn't make sense to me now. I'm glad they stuck with him. I think it's going to be proven out to be the right decision. And I think it's going to be quicker than not, because I honestly think they're going to win the first two games of the year. Maybe I'll eat in crow, and I don't typically make stands like this, but I just have a weird feeling. I think the Giants are going on the road, and they're beating Washington. I think they're going on the road, and they're beating the Cowboys. They'll probably come home and lose by 45 to the Chiefs, but I think... And then who knows after that? And the Denver Eagles is a tough spike. I don't know how many wins they're going to get. I like weeks one and two. I just do. Start the year, all the momentum they have right now, the way they played in the preseason, everything that went on with Washington and Dallas, I think you're going to get the best of Russell Wilson before he gets banged up. I just have a feeling the Giants are going to play well. We'll find out. 888-808-1019. Quick break. Back with more after this.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This could get ugly. Obviously, all the you know, the issues be behind the scenes to start the year. And it looks like there's a quarterback change. That could just be because it's 41-7, or it could be. I'm not watching the game, but Max Johnson has now come in for quarterback at North Carolina. Everything with his, obviously with his girlfriend, everything around the you know, dictatorship the style in which he runs a program coming to college football in North Carolina. I mean, I didn't expect it to immediately become the next, you know, bastion of championship college football, but not a great first night, 41-7. It's probably because Aaron Boone went there. It's probably because Aaron Boone's in the building. I mean, he just brings losing wherever he goes. That's probably what it is. And again, I'm sorry. I'm not going to make... It drives me absolutely nuts. Anyone who honestly has a problem with Aaron Boone going to this game is absolutely out of their minds. He should be in a hotel room right now doing what exactly? Sitting there like Glenn Close turning on and off the lamp in the corner as he waits for the Houston series to start? Like, he's going to be at the game. He's going to get the red eye. He's probably got a private jet. He'll be there. He's gonna be on the. He's gonna be at the facility and at the game at the field before any of the players are. Like, it's fine. I mean, it's out of control. People are crazy. He shouldn't be there. It's the optics. Let me read one of the tweets that was sent to me about this. You want to win the division? These next 12 games will determine it. Yet the coach is five states away, less than 24 hours before the game. They lost already. You can't be a coach and cause useless distractions. No accountability in this franchise. I mean, it's just maddening. It's absolutely maddening. What distraction is he causing? He went to a game. If Aaron Judge were there, nobody would say a word. If Aaron Judge was there, no one would say a word. They go to hockey games. They play, you know, that night, then the next night, and they're still at hockey games. No one cares. But Aaron Boone goes to North Carolina. It's a big deal. I mean, you've got to be absolutely kidding me. What a joke. What an absolute joke. No, and accountability too. Well, you know, it's funny because I was thinking about Joe Judge. Who had more accountability than Joe Judge? Joe Judge held his coaching staff accountable. He made them run laps in camp. Do you remember that? Everyone had to run laps, coaches included. You couldn't have more accountability than Joe Judge. It was a freaking train wreck. So tired of the accountability and the analytics, these just easy words we throw out because we can't explain crap. Can't explain it. Must be accountability. I don't know why they're playing this way. Must be analytics. Aaron Boone's in North Carolina. Aaron Boone's nowhere near this game. Aaron Boone's five states away. No accountability. It's unbelievable. People are absolutely crazy. They're crazy. Frank in Brooklyn, what's up, Frank?
Hey, Chris.
What's up?
I've listened for a long time. I never call. I was going to talk sports, but I got one question.
Yeah.
A Beatles question.
A Beatles question, yes.
I'm 68 years old. Out of all the Beatles on their own, who has the best song?
Just the best one song?
One or two songs, yeah. It's a no-brainer to me.
Yeah, I don't know. I would tell you this. Let me, before I get into, real quick, we got a few minutes here. Let me answer a bunch of different ways without the song first. To me, the best post-Beatle album belongs to George Harrison, All Things Must Pass.
Okay.
I think that's my favorite post-Beatle album completely. The best post-Beatle career overall, one, longevity helps because John Lennon passed away in 1980, but I would still say Paul McCartney has the best overall career with the most good quality stuff. Best song. I mean, I'm assuming.
Or two songs.
I mean, I don't know.
It's easy.
Imagine? I don't know if it is. It's not.
No, Imagine is up there, but it's not Imagine. It's so obvious, Chris.
It's not to me, but go ahead.
My Sweet Lord and What Is Life.
Yeah. I mean, again, I do think that that's the best album. I do think All Things Must Pass is the best thing any of them ever did after being a Beatle, but I don't know if they're my two favorite songs. They're good. Don't get me wrong. I don't even know if My Sweet Lord is a great song. I just don't know if it's, like, I prefer Isn't It a Pity, to be totally honest with you. I love Isn't It a Pity. What Is My Life? Wawa is another one I love. There's so many good songs. All Things Must Pass is a great song. What are some of the other songs I really like on All Things Must Pass? Why am I drawing a blank right now? I would say Isn't It a Pity might be my favorite song on it, though. I do love Isn't It a Pity. But I don't know if I could say that those are the two best post-Beatles songs. Was it Into the Darkness or Stranger? What am I thinking of? Have You Any Time? What Is My Life? Isn't It a Pity, My Sweet Lord? Let It Down, yeah. Apple Scruffs. The Art of Dying, that's the one I was thinking of. Beware of Darkness, yeah. I wouldn't say it's the best. I do think overall the double album of All Things Must Pass is the best post-Beatle album. Anta in Hackensack. What's up, Anta?
Hey, what's up, buddy? How you doing?
Good. How are you, sir?
Good, man. I usually don't call in, but I had to call in tonight, man, because of that one caller that was representing 80% of Giants fans out
yes.
there. So I'm a Giants fan.
Feel?
I've been a Giants fan since, Eli Manning became a Giant. You know, I feel that this gentleman doesn't know what he's talking about. You know, we're very excited about the season this year. I think that we have a lot of potential. Look at the postseason. This is the first time in years that we scored that many points in every game, right? So we have Jameis Winston, we have Russell Wilson, we have Jackson Dart. We have a lot of potential in quarterback. The only two positions that I would say that are like questionable right now are the cornerback position and the wide receiver. That's it. Other than that, we're pretty tight knit on every other position.
Yeah.
You know,
I actually like the wide receiver position right now. Neighbors is hopefully a stud. I think Wandell Robinson can be shifty and. I do think Slayton knows the drought tree and can get down the field. And you got Theo Johnson, who hopefully can be a part of that passing attack. The cornerbacks, I hear you. I don't love Banks as the second cornerback. Adebo is not really a shutdown corner. He's more of a physical corner, but he is legitimately a, he's a number one corner. He's right around the number one corner in the NFL, but he was as good as there was in free agency. Holland's a good safety. They've got two young kids in Newbin and Phillips back there. I would say I'm a little worried about the defensive line, the depth at the defensive line position. Yeah, they've got edge rushers. Yeah, they have pass rushers. And yes, they have one of the best, if not the best, D-tackle in the sport. But the depth there to, you know, actually have a rotation to stop the run concerns me. Linebacker a little bit concerns me. I feel good about everyone else. I agree with you, though. I think the roster is better. I think the roster is a lot better. I think they're going to be a better football team than people think. And I'm so tired of hearing about the schedule basing that off of last year. We don't know what these teams are going to be this year. We don't know what Washington's going to be. We don't know what Dallas is going to be. We don't know what the 49ers are going to be. We don't know what the Denver Broncos are going to be. Like, Denver Broncos should have a really good defense, right? They've got Sutton and then who? Mims? Like, okay. And we'll see, you know, these quarterbacks after year one, we have seen guys take regressions back. I wouldn't be surprised if out in Denver, after a year of tape on him, that he has a year that's not quite as good as he was last year, even though he's got the great head coach to help him through it. I don't know. I'm not ready to declare all these games losses. Like, let's see how the season goes. Brian in West Palm, what's up, Brian?
How you doing? Just talking about music. My favorite Beatle was George Harrison, and I have to say, when I heard you say that, it was like me speaking to you. All Things Must Pass was a great album.
Yeah, it's a great album.
My favorite song, it was What Is Life.
Mm-hmm.
That was my favorite. But anyway, I want to talk a little on the Yankees and the Giants. I agree with you. I picked the Giants to go be 500. The problem, do you know who's going to be the starting middle linebacker for the Giants? Because they have a good defensive line, but I don't really know. Didn't they sign somebody from the Carolina Panthers as a linebacker?
Yeah, why am I drawing a blank, too? Yeah,
I don't know.
They have Okereke there. McFadden has been there. That's the linebacking core, kind of. Okereke and McFadden are the two guys in the middle of the defense there. I don't know. Like, that's the thing. Like, and we've seen it. Like, you know, Okereke had a down year last year, was very good the year before. Michael McFadden is working his way through. But, yeah, I mean, their linebacking core isn't as strong as you'd like. There's no doubt about it. You got Dexter Lawrence, and you got, Roches and Robert Harris and some of those guys at the defensive front. Even that's a little, like, the defense stopping the run is a little nerve-wracking. I know, you know, Dexter Lawrence is obviously very, very good. And, again, Bobby Okereke was up in there for tackles 2 years ago last year, not so good. McFadden is, like, that front seven can be good. I don't know about the stop and the run makes me a little bit nervous, but like you got Holland and Newbin at safety, Adebo as your corner along with Banks and Flott. I feel okay about them, and especially if you're going to get some pass rush, I feel really good about them. But it's stop and the run is the defense's main concern for me, because I just outside of Lawrence, I don't know about that defensive line. And the linebacking core of Okereke and McFadden, I don't know. Andrea in Brooklyn, what's up, Andrea?
Hey, C-Mac, great show so far.
Thank you,
buddy.
How you
doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. I just want to shift gears and talk about the Mets real quick, and just what a magical moment driving the kids on the parkway, and with Juan Soto hitting that grand slam today, it was just something I haven't heard.
Oh,
I haven't
nice.
Allen Houston hit that buzzer beater.
really?
That's
a big moment then, all the way back to the 99 playoffs.
Yeah. So I just want to ask you, what do you see the future with this guy, Soto? I mean, obviously,
I see the future with this guy, Soto.
Yeah, like just now with just him picking it up now.
I think this is what you're going to get for the next close to 10 years for certain. That's what I think. I think he's an unbelievable player. It's why I wanted the Yankees to still sign him. That's why I was a plan B sucks kind of guy. this time last year, you know, October, November, December of last year. Plan B sucks. I wanted Juan Soto. Plan B's been better than I thought it would be, especially because of guys like Ben Rice and Trent Grisham, who I didn't see having the kind of years they've had. But I think Juan Soto's a great player. But having said that, what bothers me, and yeah, maybe this is me personally, but just to anybody who was critical of Juan Soto at times, like people are constantly ready to push back, oh, what happened about this down year? Or I guess he looks happy now. Like, yes, he does right now. That doesn't change the fact that for most of the season, at the beginning, Juan Soto didn't look like himself, looked uncomfortable, didn't look happy. Those are facts. I don't think anybody said, well, this will continue forever. But it was happening in the moment, and he wasn't clutch almost all year. Those are facts. While still having a very typical Juan Soto, while having a great June, right? One of the best months any Met player has ever had in the history of the franchise. They still weren't winning, and he wasn't coming through in the clutch as much as you would like. Then you went through this losing streak that you went through, the 7-8 game losing streak, whatever it was, and he was struggling. Now he's on fire. And if you look at his numbers, he's so good when he gets hot for a month in June, he gets hot for a month in August, and he plays even subpar Juan Soto for the rest of the time. It's good enough to have 90 RBIs, a 900 OPS, 36 home runs, and hitting 260. That's Juan Soto. This is an average to not great year from Juan Soto, and it's spectacular. That's who he is. So what's my thought process of the future for this guy, Juan Soto? This guy, Juan Soto, is going to go down as one of the greatest players to ever wear a Met uniform. He's going to have another decade of pretty much this every year. I would think at some point he's going to win an MVP. And hopefully for Met fans, at some point he's going to win a championship. Or more. He is an unbelievable player who I still wish was wearing pinstripes. So, I mean, make no mistake about it. I've never, ever said, nor has really anyone, but I certainly haven't, that Juan Soto stinks or this isn't going to be Juan Soto or, you know, what a terrible contract, they're doomed. Never said any of that. I said, when he looked sad, I said he looked sad. When he wasn't hitting in the clutch, I said he's not hitting in the clutch. Now, he's carrying the team. And unfortunately, he can't pitch. 888-808-1019. Real quick, we'll take a break. John wants to talk Yankees. We'll talk Yankees. We'll talk football. We'll talk Mets, anything you want on the table the next hour and 15 or so. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. Be right back.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Eagles versus Cowboys. I know everyone's getting ready for their fantasy drafts, if you haven't had one already. Of course, you know, I'm very laid back, and I don't push back. When people get in those group chats with the, you know, everyone in your league, it's like, what night's best for you, fellas? We're thinking Wednesday at 9 p.m. I'm hoping that's okay for everyone. No, I got so many. I'm just like, whatever. You guys declare whenever you want the draft, we'll make the draft. And of course, I have a draft tomorrow night and then three Wednesday night. All at the same time. And one of them's live. While the Yankees are playing important games against the Astros. And I'll tell you this about the Yankees, too. I love the idea they got dressed up in cowboy gear to go play. They should lighten up. Because I'm telling you, I know I'm different than most. I know it's accountability. And you know, the owner should be at the manager shouldn't be at a football game. He should be in the hotel room going over exactly, you know, how the stitches are going to be seamed on the baseballs or whatever else he should be doing. I think they need to lighten the hell up, because I watching those games, you know, from it trying to figure, you know, find time to watch them while I'm in Italy and everything's 6 hours, you know, behind, and I'm trying to watch the games, I'm watching Anthony Volpe try and make plays, man, that shouldn't, like, there's no need to try and make that play going back to second base on a ground ball to shortstop. I'm watching Wells trying to get a good jump off the bat and get picked off of first base, trying to make too many plays. They are trying to do too much. They're trying to get that extra base so bad. They, you know, it's, I think it's the opposite of this lazy, laid back, the manager runs a country club. Like, I think they're tight. I think they get tight and try and do too much. And they want to make the big play, and they want to score the run, and they want to be the reason why they get a lead or get back into the game. Like, it's killing them how much they're trying to do too much. Jazz, with the drop pop-up, you know, same thing. He's trying to make a play on nonsense, on absolute nonsense. Lay back and let the game come to you a little bit. So I like the idea that they, you know, a little bit of levity. Wear some cowboy hats. Go to Houston. Playing well with some confidence. And go out there and see what they can do. We'll see, man. I'm pumped for these games. These are big games. It's time to go out there and win a division. Because for all of the crap, for all the hatred, for all the nonsense, for all the Brian Cashman suck of the world who hit me up on Twitter, for everyone who despises this team and despises the manager, and even the thought of continuing with Brian Cashman and Aaron Boone is lunacy! It's lunacy! For all of that, they are two games in the wild card out of the two games in the loss column out of being the best record in the AL. They are two games behind having as productive a regular season as they could have. They're two games away from being in the best position they could be in. That's it. Two games with 30 to play. We laugh when Aaron Boone says it's all right there in front of them. It is! It's all right there in front of them. They have an opportunity to be the one seed. This isn't like maybe just let's hope they can get the first wild card. It's not even let's hope they can win the division. They have a chance to have home field advantage through the American League playoff. They're right there. They have a better record than the Astros. They have the third best record in the American League. Now, I'm not saying you should pound your chest beating the Nationals and White Sox, but I'm not going to dismiss their record. Everyone plays the White Sox. Everyone plays the Nationals. They are right there as the third best team. They are two games in the loss column behind the Detroit Tigers. That's it. Two. With 30 to play and three more against the Tigers. For all of the back and forth and for all the nonsense and for all the yelling and for all the consternation and for all the crap, they are two games away from having as good a regular season as they could have. It's all right there in front of them. John in Garden City. What's up, John?
Hey, Chris.
What's
up, buddy? Before I get into my Yankee stuff, I'll throw a vote out there for Live and Let Die. I mean, it was a bomb song, and it was just great, and then Guns N' Roses took it to the next level.
Well, I disagree with that, but that your favorite post-Beatles song is Live and Let Die.
I think it's great.
It's a great song. It's tough. I don't know. There's obviously maybe I'm amazed. I have personal favorites that, you know, I love Call Me Back Again off of the Venus and Mars. There's a lot of, you know, random stuff. But as far as like popular songs, I guess Live and Let Die is a good one.
So
it's a great song in his concerts.
Absolutely.
He does it live. Great. Good. I'm sorry.
At the next 12 games, Susan's called it the gauntlet. I mean, we know who they're playing. I'd like to see Max Fried set the tone and, you know, come out with a big, big game to start this.
Yeah, they need that from Max
tomorrow. Yep. I'm just curious what you think. Like, look, I don't want to say too much about Boone, but he kind of lost me when he put Nestor in against Freeman. You know, I know I don't want to
put Nestor
World
in
series,
against Freeman,
I,
though. Like that's
he put him in against Ohtani.
He put him in against Ohtani. Betts, Freeman. He did not have to face Freeman. No.
Right. And
He didn't know that he had to face Freeman.
Okay. It was first and second,
one out, and he had Ohtani and Betts coming up. And as we've seen so far this year, I don't want to see.
I don't want to relitigate the World Series.
I know. Well, but I hated that
decision.
I get
my issue is at the end of these 12 games, the Yankees are two games back right now of Toronto for the division.
Mm-hmm.
I know what you said about home field and the whole thing.
Yep.
Are they going to be in first place at the end of these 12 games, in your opinion? I don't think they will be, but do you think they will be?
I think they can be, yeah. I mean, I don't know. Will they be? I don't know. I mean, my hope is that they will be, but they still got to make up two games, and I don't know what Toronto's going to do against the other teams they play. I mean, do I think they're going to sweep Toronto? I don't know. Even if they take two out of three against Toronto, that's one game made up against Toronto. I don't know what Toronto's going to do against their schedule. What if Toronto goes on? I mean, I think the Yankees are going to play better
Toronto's
against
been
these teams.
Leaking a little
than
bit of oil, though.
Absolutely, because they're
frauds.
I think
the Red Sox have our number this year. See, I'm circling the Red Sox.
Mm-hmm.
If the Yankees win that Red Sox series,
what does it do for you?
I think we're in good shape.
Why?
Well, because we haven't been able to do it all year. And the way – look, if the playoffs were tomorrow,
so if they play the
Yankees are the four and the Red Sox are the five, you're going to have to get by them.
Right.
So you got to figure them out a little bit.
Why? Why do you have to figure them out in the regular season?
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Cora is absolutely manages circles around Boone.
Give me one example.
You disagree with that?
Give me one example.
Give you an example of how he manages circles around him?
Yeah.
Well,
give me one move.
He's a World Series champ.
Well, my point is they won the game. They won the game.
He's
finished in last place three of the last 4 years, and he was suspended as the forefront of the biggest cheating scandal since the Black Sox.
Well,
I'm
not saying, but you know, he knows. For whatever it is, he gets his team up. Even in the last place years, he gets his team up against the Yankees.
Okay, but
they always play the Yankees.
I agree with that.
Well,
but who cares when they're finishing in last place? I don't care. And never mind that. Here's the point, though. If they beat them. If the Yankees beat the Red Sox, and still lose the season series against them, still lose a hell of a lot more games against them than they win against them. But the last three games, they take 2 of 3. Are you telling me you're going to head into the postseason if they play the Red Sox and go, yeah, we got this. We figured them out. I feel uber confident they'll play well against the Boston Red Sox. I won't. I'll feel exactly the same way. I'll feel exactly the same way. I hope they play well because they're capable of not playing well. That's it. And I won't think that suddenly that we have changed the narrative around the Red Sox owning the Yankees. You just said he manages circles around Aaron Boone. If Aaron Boone wins 2 of 3, that changes? You go into a playoff series thinking, well, listen, Aaron Boone did manage circles around him the last 2 of 3. Like, what are we talking about? It's about making the playoffs. It's about winning the division. It's about setting yourself up for the best possible playoff run. That's all it's about. Now, they have to beat the Red Sox to do that. They have to beat Toronto if they want to do that. They're going to have to play well against the Astros if they want to do that. But to say anything, I'm sorry, I just don't buy into it. The Astros have owned the Yankees for a decade. You're telling me that if they win this series, suddenly Jose Altuve is going to be like, wow, I was really confident against the Yankees, but they did win this last series. He owns the Yankees since 2015. What are these three games going to do to change the narrative of Yankees-Astros? Or what are these three games going to do to change the narrative that you just called up with and said he manages circles around Boone? These three games are going to change any of that? I'm sorry, I don't buy into it. It's about putting yourself in the best position possible. And they're going to have to win these, you know, they're going to have to play well and win a majority or, you know, at least half or, you know, some be respectable in these 12 games if they want to accomplish that. That's what it's about for me. Because we have seen it time and time again. I mean, we went through all of them. The Cubs, the Mets lost every game to the Cubs in the regular season, swept them in the ALCS and the NLCS. They beat the Dodgers in 88. They lost to the Dodgers in the postseason. Yankees beat the Cleveland Indians in every game in 07, lost to them. We have seen the Yankees go in hot. 2006, they were the best team in baseball. They were on fire. They were murderers row plus Cano, and the Detroit Tigers were floundering the last month, had the best record in the American League for a lot of the year, ended up blowing the division, losing so many games down the stretch to the Minnesota Twins, just completely hobbled into the wild card, went to the World Series, lost the first game to the Yankees, won the next three. The Texas Rangers blew the division. Alex Bregman is laughing at them at the end of the year. Alex Bregman holds a big, they're popping champagne as they won the division yet again, and they're laughing at the Texas Rangers who just blew the long season lead of the division, playing terrible. The bullpen had an ERA around 9 in August and September. They go on to win the World Series. It doesn't matter. Get in, play well when you get there. Bottom line. And the best way to put themselves in a position to play well is to have home field advantage and to avoid the wild card. And if they want to do that, they have to play well in the next 12 games. That's all I care about. I don't care about narratives. I don't care about who owns who or who manages circles around who. I think it's all overblown. Get in the best position. They're going to need to win in these 12 games to do that. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you on The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow.
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.